On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
She is a day early, a dollar short.
Here I is, always.
It's Tory Day. How are you, dear Tory?
I'm great. You know, they got a name for winners in the world. I want a name for when I lose.
Okay.
You know that song, don't you?
I kind of don't.
You know, it's Steely Dan, and I just heard it this morning. Oh, so, okay. Deacon Blues, and I was like, that's an oldie.
Hear about Jay Giles?
Yeah. He was 71.
Yeah, but that's not old.
But it said he died of natural causes.
I know, that's not natural.
It's not?
Not at 71, no. You're not supposed to. That's not a
well, back in the 1800s, I'm sure it was fine.
Yeah, but I don't know what year this is, but I think it's more than 1800.
Probably.
Yeah, that natural causes doesn't sound.
Well, you know what? Even if it's not, maybe they covered it up. They should have covered up the Prince thing. They did for a while. Remember,
yeah,
he just died in his elevator?
But that was Prince.
But then they found out it was painkillers.
Yeah, and he had canceled shows. I mean, there was a lot surrounding him. But Jay Giles, I mean, he probably just went to 7-Eleven and got a sandwich sometimes. I think that's all he did.
Yeah, he still lived in Massachusetts, apparently.
Yes, he was in Groton, Massachusetts, which I thought was in Connecticut. I guess they moved it.
Oh, that's in the middle of nowhere. Groton.
Yeah, well, it is in
that's
the middle
like,
of
the, yeah, Worcester.
Center in the
well,
middle
who cares?
Of
there's no ocean there. You can't even get it. It takes like a couple of hours to
you
get there.
You have to pretty much fill the tub up to get the same kind of effect.
Yeah, I don't want to live
no,
anywhere.
I don't want to live now.
No.
Every once in a while, I realize how wonderful it is to live near the ocean and how I could really never live anywhere else.
It's like Kansas. What's that about? I'd suffocate.
Oh, it would be like on an island and there's no way off.
I couldn't take it.
And then a tornado's coming for your ass on top
yeah,
of it.
You know? That's like an anxiety attack.
You've been there.
Yeah.
God.
I know I have.
It's awful.
Yeah. No, it's bad.
I was saying on a show like a couple of weeks ago, I would never live in Hawaii. Even
yeah,
though it's probably really nice.
I know. And it's expensive anyway. We can't afford to live
there. There's no escape route.
Oh, yeah.
There would be no sign saying evacuation route because it would all lead you into the ocean eventually. So, like, where would you go?
And they have volcanoes.
They have volcanoes.
So, there
they
you go.
They have Typhoon Marys. They have horrible things. They're in... What the hell do you do?
Don't you know? It's paradise.
It's paradise. It's paradise until something happens. Then you're dead. So... God, I could never.
Where can you live? Just live here. What are you going to move for? Are you trying to move?
No. I'm just weighing my options. I feel better living here when I realize other places aren't as good.
No.
And when I say here, I'm talking about here. We do
New
this
England.
In Massachusetts. Yeah. A lot of people don't know where we are.
By New England Broadcasting, they can't figure that out.
Well, I just think it's England Broadcasting.
Overseas or one of the six states.
That's right.
We're not in Rhode Island. Nobody wants to be in Rhode Island.
It's too small. Again, claustrophobia.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. It's run by the mob.
Connecticut Canadian.
Same thing.
Same thing, whatever. They begin with C's.
They do. Yeah, so do lots of things.
Yeah, they really do. So that's the end of that. So how are you? Good?
I'm great.
Yeah. You seem good today.
Well, the sun's out, sort of, again.
It does affect the mood, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found that, too. When it rains a lot, well, actually, I'm very happy when it rains because everybody stays inside.
That's right.
I kind of like
it. And the lawns, hey, your plants, what are you going to do?
I don't care about the lawns and the plants anymore.
You want to live in a desert? Go to Arizona.
No, I don't. I just don't care. I only care because people around me care so much that I look like a total ass if I don't do something about my lawn.
Oh, people
Other
suck.
Than that, I really, yeah. It's grass, you know, it's fine.
Your neighbor's grass looks nicer than yours.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. I'm kidding, because you can't tell where one starts and the other begins. You notice that on lawns?
Well, eventually you will.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because they care.
He happens to be a landscaper, by the way.
Oh, that's why he looks so nice over there. Yeah. That's why he has, like, sloths running around his bushes.
Embarrasses me, sloths, right. That's why.
Some weird animal I saw there. I'll never forget it.
I don't know what the hell that was. What's that around your wrist?
I have two things.
What are they?
Bracelets.
Oh, no, I'm not from this planet.
I wear this every week, so I'm glad you finally noticed it. it's just my AFSP.org. You know, you can stop suicide.
Okay.
Which actually, when this is being aired, which is tomorrow, I'll already be in Boston. I mean, today I'm in Boston. I'm in Boston right now.
Yeah, you are.
At the State House.
What a great satellite feed this is.
Isn't it?
It's very clear.
It's awesome.
Very clear.
So,
and what's on your other wrist, Tori?
This is, I'm going to talk about this on the ECAD show also because I can show it. It's a woman that was at the art show, makes these bracelets, and it says, ha, 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 all the way around.
Funny.
AJ.
Very funny.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And she has her own boutique, and she makes these, and she lives in Rhode Island, or her boutique's in Rhode Island, and she has gift cards and everything.
It's very apropos for you, because you are a humorist.
That's it. That's what I told her when I met her. She was wearing one. And she said, I would give you this one right now, but give me your address, and I'll mail you one.
And she did?
She did.
Someone followed through on something.
She came through. They followed through.
That is so rare today.
Yeah.
It's like a good steak, man.
Because I don't. Once in a while, I do.
I don't.
No. Well, I'll remember that.
I have to be asked twice. And then I go, it's on the way. What the hell are you bothering me for?
It's like my new profile picture. You know, let me forget that and get back to you when it's too late.
When you change your profile picture, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but when you change your profile picture, it shows on billboards now.
Ooh,
it's just like you're
like Times Square?
Yeah, you're all over. What is with Facebook with making this incredible announcement that someone has changed their profile picture?
It's just
or something.
It's just because you follow that person. It's a live feed. I mean, not a live feed. It's the news feed. And if someone you follow makes a move, any kind of move, it's you're
bathroom?
Alerted.
I mean, seriously. I mean,
if they status post about it, sure.
My status is clean now. My status is empty.
Yeah, I know. They could. Some people are weird
it's
like that.
Awful.
I mean,
it's
I try to be funny.
Horrible. It's horrible.
You know what else is horrible? Many things.
Oh, the many things horrible theory.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start this week? And the week's almost over, and I can't wait for next week, but I can. How about the scandal, United Airlines? Did you touch on that yet?
I touched on it yesterday, but I just touched on it because it had just happened.
OMG.
This is... And I did go, for those that may not know, let's refresh.
Okay.
There was United Airlines flight leaving Chicago.
O'Hare.
And they needed four of those seats because four United employees had to get to the next destination in order to continue another flight. So they needed those four seats. So they asked for volunteers to give up their seats. Couple people did.
I thought no one volunteered, so they randomly selected
four. Well, I think two volunteered, and then they had two to go.
Okay.
And then they did the random selection, and one of the people left. The other was this doctor who said...
Chinese doctor.
Yeah. He said, hell no, I paid for the seat. I got to go where I'm going to go. No, not me.
They should move
else.
Along. Actually, two other people said no, and they left them alone. But him, they decided they weren't going to let him get away with it.
Well, anyway, so he put up a fuss and he said no. And as you know, if you put up a fuss on an airline, all of a sudden you're a federal terrorist or something. They take that to be very, very different. And they bodily, United Security, bodily took him off the plane in doing so because he was flailing around saying, no, get your hands off me. He got hurt.
But he came back on the plane. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like I said, and I say
good
this
for him,
over
for
and
him
over.
For making a point, though.
What did I say? What do I say? Every time I'm here, almost. Cell phones. You're crazy to do anything now. Everybody is taping you.
Yep.
Video. Everybody.
Yep.
Why are these security taking a chance? They saw the people with their phones. Mm-hmm. Ladies going, oh my God, what are you doing? And she's everybody.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't do anything these days, people. Stop it.
Well, I mean, they followed through with what they said they were going to do.
And one guy got suspended. Good.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to sue.
And the head of United Airlines is like backtracking and changing his story and all that. But the great thing is that the public is not taking
this
sitting
down. They're cutting up the credit cards.
Yeah.
United, they're boycotting. Yep. It's really taking off.
Right. And good. Because what the point that I made on yesterday's show is the airline industry is one of the few things where you buy something very expensive and then the airline, and then you can show up at the airport and the airline can say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jerry Seinfeld. I understand you can take a reservation, but the problem is you didn't hold the reservation.
You can take my money, but you can't give me the service that I just paid
Unbelievable.
For. It is unbelievable. And airlines get away with this all the time. They say, that flight that you're going to take that tour that you're going to, sorry, we're not flying. Excuse me, I bought the ticket. Sorry.
And these airlines, there was a scandal like a month or two ago about something else. This girl was kicked off. She couldn't fly because she was wearing inappropriate clothing because she was related to someone with the airline. So they said she represents us. She's not just a regular passenger. Mm-hmm. So that was a big thing.
Yeah, this is a bigger thing.
Because, definitely.
Because passengers all the time are starting to realize the airlines are just throwing us around like the baggage that we seem to be.
Mm.
And I'm glad. This is what America's supposed to be like. If you're disdained with something, you're supposed to show it and boycott it and say right. no and kick the president out. I'm sorry, I'm talking about something else.
But did you hear what else now?
What?
Now they're trying to get dirt on the guy that got kicked off the plane.
Of course.
So they've been digging around and found
out
he...
Ain't gonna work.
Well, no, there was something.
What?
In
what?
2005, actually.
Oh,
he's
no.
a doctor.
Yes.
And he was trading prescriptions for sex, gay sex, and he got caught, so he had to surrender his license.
Oh, really?
And he's been trying to... His wife is a physician also
yes.
in Kentucky, and so he is trying to get his license back. And for the, so that was 2005. So that's 12 years ago.
Right.
So he's finally making headway doing that. And now this, I might have been, if I had anything in my background, I might have still been like, okay, I'll just get off this plane. Because if I make a scene, then
no.
they dig up. There's nothing to dig up on me. But
right.
if I was in his position, I don't know. Because but now look at.
You know what? Sounds like a witch hunt and it has nothing to do with
it. It doesn't have anything
happened.
To do. You're right. But I think it's embarrassing. Try to embarrass
of
a person.
Course, of course. Well, United's only going to get in deeper
They'll
by
deeper.
Taking that tactic.
I don't know if they are. I think it's other like tabloid people like
yeah,
the New York Post
yeah,
or people
yeah,
that
yeah.
are just, you know.
You know, Tori, I think that everybody can find something on everyone if they dig deep
not me.
Enough. Whether Not me either.
I
but,
bet.
But they can make shit up. I'm
right.
sorry
yes.
to say up. I said up.
That's right. You can.
You can make it up. And as soon as you allege something
yeah.
publicly, then it sticks in everybody's
yes.
mind that he probably did it.
Right. Exactly.
Or he protests too much. He
mm-hmm.
doth protest too much or something.
Yeah.
You're screwed simply by the accusation.
But usually if you can follow through and get evidence,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you need. I would wait for this evidence.
I suppose.
Like the governor in,
yeah.
in Alabama
mm-hmm.
finally resigned. You know what? Good.
I guess.
He was sexting. He's a married guy with this texting going on with this woman. I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
And then he's, you know, he's in a power of, you know, authority.
I know. Well, that's what they do because they're
yeah, they
in power and they can literally grab any pussy they want.
Oh,
who like, said that? Who the hell said that? I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said that.
A friend of Bill O'Reilly.
That's what it was.
Guess
yeah.
what? He's taking a vacation and not coming back. Did you hear?
Yeah, it's a gigantic coincidence. And, he,
oh,
and O'Reilly says
so
that this vacation
was
planned a long time
no.
ago. We I
he
talked about it
that.
With my wife. I didn't tell Fox, but
yeah.
Yeah, but now yeah. I'm going to actually
tell yeah, because
yeah.
all these 77 advertisers pulling
yeah.
all the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want him.
Again, an example of if people take action.
Yes, action.
You can't get away with this stuff
and
anymore.
Hit them in their pocketbooks. That's the whole thing.
Where
all
it
this
hurts.
Stuff gets back to money.
Yep.
United Airlines,
really
Fox News.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything's got, well, certainly business. And now the country is run by business people.
Yeah. But now did you hear that Putin said the relationships between Russia and the United States has soured since Trump took office? Now,
yeah.
do you think he means that, or is that just like a
well,
script?
It's a script. And you've got to realize that Obama and Putin didn't talk at all. So that was like the worst
relationship. They glared at each other.
That was the worst relationship
right.
ever. But that suffered. That,
yeah.
that level has even suffered.
Oh, my God.
I think it's still a bromance, and I think that... they're playing this. They're both theater majors,
yeah.
and I think they both play these power games. Well, Putin obviously does,
right?
And Trump obviously does. You put the two of them together, the guys are in cahoots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting for the day where if Putin was really really upset with the United States, he'd just release all the stuff he's got on Donald Trump peeing on prostitutes in Moscow,
yeah.
or something,
yeah,
because. You know, WikiLeaks would say, yeah, I'll go for that, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, WikiLeaks, what poor
well,
little,
Julian Assange.
What wuss he turned
well, he
out
did,
to be.
He's done a lot of things. I mean, you know, turntables on a lot of stuff,
yeah,
but I'm
but,
glad
but,
he did.
Well, yes and no, because he just, he can be a puppet. Putin is using everybody as puppets, and he's a puppet master, this
right,
Putin
he's
guy.
Saying, release this, don't release that.
Yeah.
But Julian Assange has all this information, but it's
well,
what
once
he's
he
releasing,
gets it, he's,
right?
He's happy to release it. He
certain
doesn't,
things,
he,
yeah.
doesn't, he doesn't think about how it was achieved or under what means or for what purpose it is being, it was leaked to WikiLeaks.
It was leaked to WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks. I guess that's why they call it that, come to think of it.
Yeah.
No, he's just a little wuss. And,
I like him. I like people that whistleblow, that just want to get it out there.
Yeah, but they can be used because the information is not necessarily A, accurate, And B, it can be a manipulation to benefit the person that's leaking it to WikiLeaks.
Right.
So I don't go for that. But at the same time, I think the Putin and the Trump thing, this is just, this is nothing.
Because he knew, I think, yeah. they're saying about yeah. the bombing. He agreed to that. He said, okay, we'll bomb over there. Okay, we'll do yeah. that. And then that's fine.
I think that's, yeah.
But
I
now
think,
yeah. they, no one backs this Assad. He, but right. Putin does. He's the only one. So
well, Putin's going to start to not back him.
You think?
Yeah. Because Putin's deal all the time was he was saying, no, I'm not really backing Assad. Mm. I'm helping him get rid of ISIS.
Yeah.
So Russia's kind of got this backdoor excuse saying, mm-hmm. No, you're misunderstanding everything. Right. So they can back out if they want.
They think they're smarter
than us. Yeah, but if the world stage says, no, you're full of crap, right. then, you know, then Putin has to go, all right, maybe I'll just ride horses bareback for a while again.
Yeah, he should just go do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And the North Korea thing, uh-oh. Horrible, but at the same time, not so bad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Someone...
yeah, just a good-looking guy standing out in the lawn, waving his arms around. I don't know. Who is he? Is that your neighbor?
No idea. Is okay. he short?
No.
No, I have no idea.
He's very well-dressed, too.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, so...
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Yeah. Just looking around.
Apparently. Yeah, the North Korea thing, it's horrible, but at the same time, the United States and China are forming a real relationship
China.
Here.
China. Yeah, I love to say China.
Yeah. Yeah, before Trump was after China, now they're kissy-kissy, and he was kissy-kissy with Russia, and now they're not going. You know,
so well, aren't the Navy ships off the coast of, like, Korea right there?
Yeah, he sent them there, but they were going to do they do exercises twice a year with right. South Korea.
Okay.
And perhaps not the best time to do them necessarily, but, you know.
They do, like, sit-ups and pull-ups?
People love flexing muscles. They just yeah. love flex. You know, it's like the guys that go to the gym. I want to show everybody how pumped I am.
Yeah, I want a guy that doesn't go to a gym.
Yeah, well, then the United States apparently goes to the gym. It loves to flex its muscles now.
Yeah.
As the other people do, as the King John Peel Eel guy does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of muscle flexing going on.
Yeah, but that's scary right now.
It is scary. Yeah, it is.
Because I think that's how World War III has to start. Somebody's got to make a move. And it's getting people are getting pushed into corners.
Yes, yes. And that's where you want a cool, level-headed president.
No, we don't have
uh-oh.
One.
Uh-oh. What yeah. do we do now?
Uh-oh. Because Barack Obama was so level-headed yeah. and cool. And yeah. now we have the total opposite.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, we're bringing everybody down, man.
No.
It's all the laughs.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be
it always okay. is. It
yeah,
always is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, China's a little bigger than North Korea. And actually, North Korea is nothing without China.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think China wants a nuclear war just over their border.
No,
because you can't build walls for that shit.
No.
So I think
even the fallout would just
not good for anybody. It's not good for anybody. No,
no,
no. She's Tori Lagarde. Here she is.
Yep, there is, and I've covered all my stories. We got them all in one.
Wow, that's a lot, Tori.
It was. Isn't that great?
That's what she said.
Those are my main points. So, and well, I don't even watch television. Those are just stuff you find on the internet. You can yeah. see everything. Who needs a TV?
I don't.
You know what? You look at the story, you watch the video. Yeah. There you go. You're all educated.
Everything's online now. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to pay for everything online anyway, eventually. That's where it's all going.
Really?
Everything's going to be subscription.
Oh, yeah, like Hulu. I try to watch something like you need a subscription.
Nothing's going to be free anymore. At all, except for the three or four networks, that'll continue. Other than that, you're going to pay for everything that you get because it's all going to come through your internet.
Modem?
Yeah, they ain't going to be TVs anymore, man. They'll be around, but they ain't going to be the focus of entertainment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of Tori. There's a lot more to her.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Wildlife poaching doesn't just happen in faraway places. It's a crime committed against countless wild animals all around you. Poachers don't care about hunting seasons, endangered species, or even the safety of other humans. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, which protects wild animals through habitat preservation and by confronting cruelty, needs your help. Learn your state's wildlife laws, so when you witness a crime against a wild animal, you can report it immediately. Help protect wildlife at wildlifelandtrust.org.
Welcome back to the program. Tori Lagarde is joining us today. She's a humorist.
I am. I'm so funny.
Well, hilarious. You know, yeah. It doesn't have to be.
People say I have a quick wit, so I don't know how far that's gotten me, but good.
I don't know what the hell that means. I don't know what wit means anymore.
I have, you know, retorts, fast ones, quick ones, but then, so what? Is it making me money? No. It's making me funny, but not money.
You know, underrated. You know, you can sell anything on a website. You could sell dog crap on a website and people would buy it.
They do.
You just have to deal with the packaging, which could be uncomfortable.
They do. Those are prank gifts.
But people buy them, Tor.
Yeah, they have to.
I mean, how much money do you need? $7 million?
Remember, or, you know, a couple of years ago, right, the guy was selling snow. Yes. We had so much snow, yes, he was boxing it and sending it away.
That was when we had the record snow amounts here in New England.
He really did.
And he was making money.
Crazy.
Yeah, because people wanted a piece of that historic stuff, which apparently someday might melt.
You know, keep it in your freezer, but then it's going to turn. The consistency changes.
Yeah, well, if there's a power outage, oh crap, there goes my investment.
You know, and why? I don't even know.
It's stupid, but it just shows how, with a little marketing skill, you can sell anything. And of course, we all refer to the pet rock.
Pet rocks? Bah. Dirt you can sell. I saw it on eBay.
Yes, ma'am.
They say it's from Fenway.
There you go.
Could it be? Is it? No. How do I know? How am I going to prove that?
That's like spring water. That's from the guy's bathtub with his ass sitting in it. Ooh. Yeah, you know it.
So people, again, how do you verify?
You don't verify. You can't verify. The only thing I'm concerned about is making people sick. That's why I wouldn't do the water industry.
Mm-hmm.
But I would certainly sell stuff to people who are stupid enough to buy it.
Okay. So you're like a grifter.
I'm a re-grifter.
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks for setting me up.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm seriously thinking of getting into the business, just as a supplementary thing,
yeah,
of selling something that nobody could possibly want, yet everybody probably will.
Mm.
And that Fenway dirt is not a bad idea.
Right.
Although it's probably a scam. I assume it's not Fenway dirt.
Maybe it is. I mean, I was standing on the field once because I have a relative that works at Fenway. So I stood there, but I didn't think to scoop up any dirt, even for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I could have.
You could have. I have pictures on the field. But I guess you can only sell a certain amount at that point, and then you'd have to go back and get more. Or why can't you just buy dirt at the local Home Depot and just put it on Fenway and then pick it up?
It was there. It touched the soil.
It was there. It's Fenway dirt.
Yeah.
It was delivered there. I picked up the package. It never was laid down, but it's Fenway dirt.
Okay. Yeah, there's all kinds of back doors and loopholes.
Yes.
You sound like Donald Trump now. He's full of loopholes.
Look, you know, why should everybody be getting away with all this stuff, and then I just sit here like a goody two-shoes, and I lose out on everything.
Donald Trump. He said these tax loopholes are there. Why don't you close them? I'm just taking advantage of it.
He's infiltrating my life.
Oh my God.
But he's taught me a lot of things, and the children of America.
I know. What a shifty guy. And they elect this guy, mm-hmm, and he admits how shifty
mm-hmm
he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know.
And you see, if he's sued because his products are bad, mm-hmm, he just pays off the lawsuit. So he's like really got it made.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly, I found out, paid off a lot of lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're innocent, why are you paying things off? I don't think you're innocent.
The reason that they always say that they pay it, that they settle the lawsuits, is because they don't want to get intertwined in something and have time wasted, even though it's frivolous and stupid. But we don't have time to pay our lawyers and to talk about something so stupid. So we'll just end it now.
I see.
But to me, it's an admission of guilt without question.
Right.
But that's an interpretation on my part.
Yours and everyone else's.
Well, yes.
Hmm.
So I will come up with some type of product that the public will be clamoring for.
Skin cells.
Why not?
They fall off, and you have to vacuum them up all the time. They say most dust in your house is skin cells. Dead skin cells.
Not even yours.
Ooh. Well, they have to be mine.
Not if you have someone over.
Well, I don't.
Well, then they are yours.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So you can sell Tori's skin cells.
Can you imagine? It's like Madonna's skin cells. Someone popular that has their skin cells. Kind of,
and people
would
buy them. There's
gross.
No question about
it's
it.
So disgusting.
Did we ever talk about the Star Registry?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's crazy too.
That's another scam.
Because there's billions of stars up there. How do you know which one's yours?
Nobody owns them.
And so they sell them?
Yes, they sell the naming rights to stars, and I don't think they own those solar systems.
Who named Alpha Centauri?
Bobby Alpha.
I thought it was about? That's like on Lost in Space. Remember that was the whole thing. They had to go Alpha Centauri.
Right, right.
They're named after like Greek gods or
something,
aren't they?
Like that. But they're not named after Bob Jones in Des Moines, Iowa.
They are.
Yeah. So the people were, and I gotta admit, I bought that. I bought a star for a person
because
I thought it was a cool
gift. How much do they cost?
Something like $50 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they send you a certificate in the mail saying, I mean, how scammy can you get? The certificate says this star is named after you, and you say what you want the star to be named, and they send you the certificate, and then they send you a map. With where where the star is located.
Listen, that's romantic, actually.
It is romantic.
Did you do it for a woman?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because it was for a guy, it'd be weird.
Yes.
Unless he was an astrophysicist, then probably makes sense.
No, you said ass anyway. I did it wholeheartedly, realizing that I didn't buy that star or the naming rights to it.
Do you think they resell stars?
Yeah, like I can prove that in court.
You find someone in like Washington that has a map and it's that same star. Yeah. Hey, wait,
that's my star.
You can never get together. You never find each other.
What are the chances?
There's no chance. There's a chance of the billions of stars. Then it wouldn't. Same chance.
It'd be stupid.
No.
But they got away with that. So, like, why can't I? If people are stupid enough to do things. Now, I'm not scamming people. I'm just telling them.
All right, what if faith plays a role here? I think faith, you just believe it does.
Yes, it does.
Now, that's my next question then.
Right.
Would it be stupid? I've thought of doing this, and maybe I'm the stupid also. But again, it falls into faith. They have a service where you can send someone's ashes into space.
Yes.
Do you really think if I provide the ashes, they would take them and really do it or just say they did it and throw them away? And I would never be able to know because I'm not on the launch pad. So do I have the faith that they did it or do they really do it or does it matter or am I stupid?
I don't think it matters. I think you do have the faith that they actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they actually did do it, does it still matter?
Hey, you said matter. Matter. Mm-hmm. It's matter going in. But then you can have one to launch onto the moon and it stays on the moon.
It must cost some money to put those ashes on there because it'll weigh the thing down. I don't really know. But yeah, true.
Okay.
I mean...
So it's the same thing, really.
I saw a television commercial for a necklace. I don't know if we talked about this.
No.
It's a necklace, and it's designed in the middle of the night, this television commercial.
Stop, just go to bed.
Okay. Well, let me finish the show.
Okay.
So you buy this necklace, and it's got a stone locket in the thing. And in the locket is a piece of the Wailing Wall.
Oh, first I pictured a whale. Then you said Wailing Wall. Okay.
It's part of a whale.
Like the New Bedford Whaling Museum. I don't know. I'm not used to whaling.
There are sometimes two definitions for the same word.
English.
Yeah, why can't you come up with another word?
I'm picturing like fishermen and Gloucester.
Right. Ahoy.
Does
ahoy
that fit in a little necklace?
Wall.
Scraping off those fish scales. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the Wailing Wall. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in Jerusalem.
It's a couple of the grains of the wall or something, or a little chip of
it.
And
you take it on faith.
That's what it is. And you wear it around your neck. And now you have a piece of the wall dangling between your boobs. Trump could do that with the Mexican wall.
If he ever built it.
Right. Well,
and we'll pay for it.
Start saving it. Well, you're going to pay for it through the necklace anyway.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. That is a matter of faith, but you're actually harping on people who are faithful to be faithful, to have faith.
The irony.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Well, like I made this necklace, so I know what's in it.
That's different.
So maybe it is different. So maybe you have, if you know the person, can you trust them that they're doing this and it's the real thing?
If you know the person, I know a lot of people I don't trust.
Well, forget that.
I think you probably know quite a few yourself.
Yeah, so, but I meant like if somebody that's making this Wailing Wall necklace and you knew them personally, not that they're making it, but they know the person that makes it, like friend of a friend, and he's like, it's totally legit, totally, totally legit. And then you take his word for it and then you have more faith other than just randomly doing it, you think?
Yes. Chances of that are slim, but I would have more faith that the guy that I know.
Ah, but so there's levels of faith.
The guy that I know is probably a scammer.
But that brings me to the point that there's either faith or there's not faith. You said that gives me more faith. More faith. There's levels of faith?
Yes, there are.
Oh.
Yes, there are.
So you don't just have it or you don't have it. Yeah, I have no faith or I have faith.
No, there's a level two and a level three.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So I didn't know that.
Yeah. Technically you're right as usual, but I would tend to have faith more so toward a person that I know than I would tend to question.
Yeah, I like to analyze people's sayings and words and try to get right to the
root. Yes, you do very well with that. You do very, very well with that, by the way. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And I see people that make tapes or videos or newscasters and they speak wrong and I see it right away and I'm thinking,
correct.
Why am I sitting here doing nothing and they're over there speaking wrong?
Yes.
Can I get a job telling them where they went wrong and let me tweak your speech for you? You did see that's wrong.
So you're like an editor.
Hey, I'm an editor.
Yeah.
I'm life's editor.
Yeah, you're a proofreader.
I love to proofread.
Yeah, you'd be great at that. And that's an actual needed profession because nobody wants to do that.
Okay.
Because that like waste time. Boy, I wonder if there's actual jobs for proofreaders. That's
I think I looked it up once, and I think you still need a freaking degree.
Really?
For anything these days. You've gone to school. Can't I prove that I don't have to have a degree to know how to proofread correctly? I don't know.
I read somewhere, which is probably fake news, but I read that New York State is actually figured a way to have free college tuition.
You're the second person to tell me this. So I think it
then
might
it
be true.
Be true. Then it must
it
be
must
true.
It must be true. It's catching fire.
Verification process.
Who's my daughter? She told me, so she's an authority.
I do have to make sure I'm not a robot.
You know, it's true.
It's true.
Can you do the CAPTCHA?
No, it's true.
There you go. Just check this box.
That's it. How many boxes show the ocean?
It's when they teach a robot how to do that, then we're all done.
Then we're screwed. Then we got to come up with new robot things.
No more TV. Nothing. No more internet. It's Trump's America.
Yeah, of course they're not highfalutin colleges.
Well, are they in the Appalachians? I mean, the Adirondacks.
But you will get a diploma if you take the courses. you know, I don't know if you're going to get a job graduating from
like Phoenix University.
Oh, yeah, even that it would be more prestigious, probably.
Oh man,
why is Phoenix University online? I don't think they have a place.
It's not in Phoenix? There's not like a brick and mortar in Phoenix?
I don't know about that.
Or do they
that?
Just pick what? A thing on a map and go, we're supposed to be in Phoenix.
Yeah.
What about San Fran?
Yeah.
Nah, let's just do Phoenix.
Phoenix sounds like the center of education to me.
It rises from the ashes.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's all like metaphorical.
Yeah. Otherwise, probably not. Yeah, but New York State is figuring that they can raise enough money to make this true. But I assume that you're going to have to earn that.
I think Bernie Sanders must be involved, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's his big thing.
That is his big thing, and he's absolutely right. Mm. I mean, as soon as kids graduate from school, they owe immediately for probably 20 years.
It's crazy.
It is horrible, because most of them can't even get jobs when they come out, and yet they owe like tens of thousands of dollars.
I think my daughter still owes when she did the online thing.
Of course.
Even the online thing.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I don't understand. If a college education is required for almost everything...
Mm-hmm.
We have free education through 12th grade. Why can't we extend it a little bit through like 14 or 16?
Yeah, because child support is good through, they used to think 18, but now it's like 23 until they get through college.
Right.
And
now, you know, soon you won't get Social Security till you're 106. So there, that goes too. Everything's going.
And you got to work to get Social Security. My Social Security is going to be like 10 bucks a month, I think. I don't even know.
Yeah, well, it's something.
Nice. Well, I could probably live on that. Hey, but you know what I did last night?
No.
I
how would I know that?
If you did, it would be so creepy, Ron. Right. I would say, oh my God, I have to go right now. See you later. You're the one. I close my curtains at night. I do.
Yeah. Well, not tight enough.
I know. There's a little gap. But you know all about that, don't you?
It ain't so little.
Oh boy.
Okay, go on.
Well, I went Pokemon hunting with my daughter.
Uh-oh.
It was like a bonding thing.
Uh-oh.
And we were driving down the road. We had the same Pokemon, of course, on her phone and my phone. We're like, did you catch it? Oh, I missed it. That one got away. So you know what? It was fun because I hadn't, you know, done it with someone else in a while.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, that was good.
Pokemon we're talking about.
that too. So we went to DW Field Park, which have, you know, Pokemon spawning.
Certainly.
They call it spawn. And there's a great new Pokemon, FYI people, over near Punch Kettle Gym on Torrey Street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cool Pokemon spawning there.
Mm-hmm.
It's red and it's new. and I forget the name, but it's a big, it's a, like a flying ladybug beetle.
Sure. It's I don't know what you're talking about. But
I caught it with three balls. Usually it only takes me one.
Mm-hmm. Soul sounds very dirty to me, but because I don't know what you're talking about. I've never poked him on or
with a ball.
With a ball, I've never really.
You've gone balls deep.
I never even played the arcade thing. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't think there's an arcade for it. That's like
what
Pac-Man.
Was it? What was it?
Pac-Man.
What was Pokemon? Well, what did that start as? A Japanese action
thing? I think it was
a
television show.
Okay.
So.
And what are they? Little weasels? What are they? What's a Pokemon? Is it a human thing?
No.
What
is
it?
It's like a made-up animal or a critter. A critter. Because some of them are bugs and some are birds and animals. And they just give them different looks and different names.
Oh, because they're all different animals?
There's a bunch of them. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There's like a couple hundred, at least right now, that are just like generation one or something.
Okay.
And of course, Pikachu is the most famous. Pikachu, he's the yellow one that, you know, really, he's like the main one.
Okay. Oh, I misunderstood. I thought that's when you go in a synagogue and you don't know anybody and to pick a Jew. This is different.
Can I do that?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be like a weird dating site.
I want a funny guy, a funny Jewish guy.
Funny Jewish guy.
Yeah, like Jerry Seinfeld. I want that.
Well, that's about it.
No, there's more.
No, I think he's it. He's a designated funny Jewish guy. We only choose one.
Was Bill Hicks Jewish?
The rest of us just complain about our health.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
So I need to get away from that.
You'll find it. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything.
You get a diploma. New York State, you can be an honorary Jew.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's free.
I got to move then. Is there ocean there? Okay, all right. I live in Long Island. I need ocean.
Long Island.
Long Island. I live in Islip.
Guyland.
Oh, you say it like that?
Yes.
Long Island. Hi.
Hey, do you exercise?
Not if I can help it.
Yeah.
Although doing yard work now every day, people say that's exercise. I beg to differ.
Why?
I'm aching. I got bones and hurting and pain.
That's what exercise is. You're getting a high is what you're doing.
Oh, no.
So they call, when you're out of breath.
It's called arthritis.
You feel like you're going to. Okay. When you're out of breath, you feel like you're going to die.
Right.
And you're dizzy. That's a high.
I don't want it.
That's a high.
I'm all set with that.
That's a high.
No, I'll take a pill.
So in other words, bronchitis, emphysema, that's a high.
No, that's a high. I'll just take a pill if I want to get high. I am not doing that.
Take a bronchitis pill.
Ooh.
You'll get high. Yeah, it's stupid. I have to work out now because I interview
what?
So many people.
You have to?
Yeah, I have to. It's required because I interview so many people on this show, and every single freaking one of them say, if you don't exercise, it's not to lose weight, Ron, they say. They use my name.
Oh, no.
It's not to lose weight. It's to keep your body fit and in motion and it creates endorphins and it actually heals your body and your respiratory is improved and everything is improved. You get off medications and improves your blood pressure, everything. And all you gotta do is exercise. Forget the weight thing really. It's different. It's the benefits are different. So I need to do this now because I figure at my age, I can't fool around anymore.
Oh, that's so weird that you can't. That's so weird that you said that because I was just thinking that this morning. That, you know, when I wake up out of bed, I'm hurting again.
Yeah.
I'm like, I should just exercise. I should really just get on the ball. And I have a yoga ball and it's great.
You can actually get on the ball.
I do. And I do. I use it to sit to put my makeup on. It's like a chair.
Me too.
Yeah, it's fun. But it's I should use it for like what its purpose is too. Then we would all win. It'd be a win-win.
It'd be a win-win.
Because people think I'm incredible. They go, oh, you're so sexy. Your body's great. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. You don't even know.
Yeah, well,
I am feeble and flabby.
Yeah.
And I will say that out loud right now.
I mean, yes, exercise does not make you feel great immediately, but apparently it does, after a while, make you feel like you want to exercise more.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
right.
that.
A body in motion, a body at rest.
I don't know.
Right.
So I just need to get into some type of routine. I have just about every apparatus that's under $10.
Oh, like those, remember those doorknob things? You put your doorknob and you do the stretching thing?
I have one. And they all do make you move to some extent.
Do you get bored of it, though?
Extent.
Is that it? You get bored?
That's the problem. Thank you, Tori. You've put the nail on my shoes. That's the problem is I get bored with every exercise, everything I do. Even if I just walk, I'm bored. Where the hell am I going to go that I haven't been to before? I've
known. Seeing the same trees,
yes,
the same road.
It's just like, oh, God, give me something different. And then they came out with a treadmill like 10 years ago.
Longer.
I never brought it. Yeah. But it was extremely expensive, and I don't spend money on stuff.
No.
If I don't have to.
If you can walk with feet, why would you? Who gets treadmills?
Because you would you get on a treadmill, the treadmill starts moving, it activates a screen, a monitor.
Oh, which like is, the future?
Yes.
So you can see like...
You can punch in Paris.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, I'd and like you that.
Walk, and now you're walking down a Parisian street.
Oh, I'll do that.
And the faster you walk down the
really?
Street.
Oh, I want one of those.
And if you look to the left, then it's...
Do you have to wear those virtual reality glasses?
No, you just... It's like a toggle thing, and you toggle to the left, toggle to the right. So you can see... I don't know, like, legally how that works, because you're not supposed to take videos of people without their consent.
Do they blur out the faces?
I've never been on one, but I saw the concept. And
maybe there's no people. Maybe they do it when there's no people.
How do you do anything when there's no people?
In the woods, on a path?
All right.
I never see people there.
That's boring, too.
Why?
Because all the trees... What do you mean, why?
What do you mean, why, Tori?
You've never been lost in the woods where this tree looks familiar? No, it's just a tree? I mean, how do you not get bored in the woods?
Some people are naturalists or naturists. What do you call those people?
Yeah, they're naturally
tree huggers.
Right.
They like trees.
Well, I love trees, but they don't look enough different.
Yeah, you just want to see one and go, I'm set. Like you don't want to see a bunch.
Yeah, it's like going to a Chinese restaurant. I don't know who my waiter is anymore. It's the same thing.
So wrong.
It is extremely wrong. But it's a podcast. I can get away. And of course, that was done as a joke, of course.
This whole show is a joke. Yeah. Haven't anyone figured that out yet? Jesus. Does it need to be said?
That's what the reviews say.
Oh, my God.
This show is a joke.
You want news? Don't listen to us, please.
This whole show's a joke.
It's editorialized. Oh, the whole goddamn thing.
That's funny. We're out of time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's a short day today. Good.
Well, we're supposed... We said 40. I said we'd do at least 40.
I know, and I had one more joke to tell, and I forgot what it was.
Oh, okay.
But when I said short, it reminded me. Oh, I know what it was.
Okay, do
that
it.
The word short, did it?
Do it.
It's this dwarf goes into a doctor's office.
Yes.
It's a real very busy doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And he said, doctor, do you see dwarves? And he said, yes, but you'll have to be a little patient. You like that one?
Not incredibly, no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But it was, the effort was beautiful.
I'll tell one joke a week.
Okay. She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. We're off to do a television program, so we're cutting it short. Until next week.
Peace.
Yeah.
Out.